There's some glaring omissions on it, which mean that a lot of farmers aren't going to get any compensation. There's no compensation for damage to farm roads. There's no compensation to farmers that have tillage crops destroyed. There's no compensation for farmers that have potatoes destroyed. There's no compensation for farmers that have things like second crop silage destroyed. There's nothing for actual loss of grazing from now to the end of the year. The application form itself is very brief and it's going to be very simply filled out because there's a lot of stuff that farmers can't actually claim for, and we do need more clarity on it.
Have you had contact with the department or with any of the local government TDs to discuss the issue with them?
Some of our members have been on directly to politicians right away whenever they have seen the holes in it. We have emailed the Department of Agriculture looking for clarity on a number of issues. Even the fencing measure isn't particularly clear. It says for repairs to fencing. Now, our question is, what's the difference between a repair of a fence and a new fence, and how is that going to be treated? They say on the form that if the budget is exceeded, the compensation to farmers will be adjusted down accordingly. Now, there's no comment as to what the actual budget is. It looks like it's extremely small, don't it?
And your concern is that this just won't be enough to provide even what you would argue is the basic relief that farmers need to get them over what happened on the 22nd of last month?
Yeah, very, very much so, Donald. It's just... To be honest, you would have to say it's a bit of a PR exercise. We need more clarity on it. We need to try and challenge it. So what I would say to farmers is maybe just don't panic about sending us straight back in to see can we get some clarity on it and see can we move it forward from there, because it's very, very disappointing.